BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, a brilliant Real or No Real with Sarah Cox. Chris has some new TV ideas for me that he wants to run by my agent. Greg James is sofa surfing in Scotland and hands over a really awkward present to his new housemate. But it's from us. It's all on this podcast. Enjoy!
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Good to have a beer with you last night, Christopher.
It was nice, wasn't it?
It's been a while.
It has. Why don't we do this so much anymore? It's weird.
I think now because we're radio friends, we don't actually have to be actual friends anymore.
You have sort of dumped me outside of work.
I haven't. It's just, I'm saying two birds, one actual stone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But we can't have a drink here. That's the only thing. It was nice to have one last night.
Are you suggesting cracking up your...
No, I know we're obviously not allowed to do that.
Right, it's 10 to 1. Let's get the beers on.
Let's crack on.
Had you been to that gay club before?
It was not... What do you mean?
It looked like you knew your way around.
It wasn't a gay club.
It was.
It wasn't.
So was.
What do you mean?
It's a gay club.
It's not. It wasn't.
It is. They'd hide it out for the night.
It is.
Look it up. Look it up. So last night we went to see Dynamo, the magician, and it was the launch of his new TV series. It's definitely a gay club.
How do you know?
Because I asked somebody and I was like, what's this normally? It's a gay club.
I don't want to say that you sneaked me in there, but you didn't tell me that before.
Well, it's fine. Anyway, so we saw him actually levitate.
Yes.
Which was quite impressive.
Yeah.
And a lot of very confused people there, by the looks of it.
One being Rachel Stevens.
Yep, she was on.
Who was stood right next to you.
I get the feeling that I've annoyed her somehow.
Yeah, there was an atmosphere.
Definitely an atmosphere. What have I done to her?
She was lovely. I was talking to her for a tiny bit. But you... Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know. Maybe.
And I can see you're screwing up your face now.
I don't know what my problem is. I don't know. I don't know why I've got beef with Rachel Stevens. I thought that we were cool.
Is there beef? Rachel Stevens, of course, from S Club 7 fame.
That's right. Thank you for putting that into context there. XXL is the name of the club.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it normally is.
Okay. Well,
on a weekend, I think.
I wasn't aware that that was the situation, but it was lovely having a beer with you.
It was really, really nice. Thank you. And thanks to Dynamo for being amazing, as always.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, can someone now, because it's 5 minutes away, can someone tell me what's going on at 1:45?
Okay, I will. So you know I'm a good friend of yours, and I like to look out for you as much as I can.
Yes.
Well, I had a few ideas for TV shows that I thought you might want to be involved in.
Well, tell me.
You know how I come up with good ideas for, you know, business ideas and stuff like that. I came up with a load of TV formats, which I thought would be great.
Okay, tell me then.
Well, no.
Is that what we're doing?
No, what I thought I would do is leave you out of it and go straight to the horse's mouth, so to speak. I'd go straight to your management. So I've spent large parts of today on the phone to your agent this morning trying to sell TV formats.
Who did you get?
But also, to make sure that they took me seriously, what I thought I'd do is I'd set up a fake production company.
What, so you're running through potential shows that I might be interested in doing with them?
I genuinely think they're good ideas.
Who did you get? Which one?
I got Tom.
Oh, okay. And how did that go?
Well, you're soon here. Oh. But I thought it was a good idea to just go straight to your management.
They've got actual work to do.
I know, but I thought this could generate some work for you.
Well, I can't wait to hear this.
Mm.
So you're calling my agent. You did this morning. Busy day in the office?
Yeah, busy day.
Okay, and it's various shows that I might want to do.
Yes.
Are they better than Hole in the Wall?
Yes, that's what I think. So I'd like to put you forward for them. And then also, I suppose if there are any TV companies who want to use these ideas, you can have them, provided you give me some money.
Okay, well, let's do it after Alina George. Okay, so... Well, you taught me through what's happening, see, as you did it.
Well, what I did is I came up with a number of TV formats for you, shows that I think you'd be brilliant in. The idea being this could be a way that I could earn some money.
Okay, and it shows that you're asking my agent if I will be involved in.
I knew that you'd just say no to me outright, like with all my business ideas and things like that, so I thought I'd just go straight to the agent. To do that, I set up a fake production company called Schaffernacker Productions.
Based on our favourite weatherman?
And that was simply so that I could get through to your agent.
Okay, so you're not being you. You're being who from where?
I'm going to be Lloyd Daniels from Schaffernacker Productions.
Okay.
And today I made a number of calls.
Oh, this is going to make me cringe.
Obviously, I've had to disguise the name of your agency, the agency that represent you at the start, and I've done that very subtly by using Maria Sharapova.
Oh, what the...
Yeah.
Okay,
so you know,
he bleeps out their name at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I've had to do that, obviously.
All right, well, I'm keen to hear what your new TV ideas are for me. Mm. So let's play it.
Hello.
Hello, are you the agent for Scott Mills?
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay, brilliant. My name's Lloyd Daniels, and I'm calling from Schaffernacker Productions.
Okay.
And we're just a small independent production company, and we're looking to use Scott for a couple of ideas.
Okay.
Do you want me to run through the ideas now?
Yeah, great. Yeah, sounds interesting, yeah.
I think we're going to start with a good one. I think the first one I've got in mind is perfect for Scott Mills.
Okay.
It's like a talent search.
Okay.
Do you want the title?
Yes, yeah, go on then.
It's called Britain's Best Bush.
Okay.
Do you want to know more?
Yeah, please tell me more, yeah.
Scott teams up with fellow Housewives favourite Alan Titchmarsh to tour the UK in search of Britain's best bush.
Okay.
Their green fingers will be busy all over the nation as Alan and Scott rummage through bushes from the finely trimmed to the big and bushy.
Well, it sounds interesting.
From bonsai to shrub, it's time for Britain to get their bushes out.
Great.
Okay, and then what I thought is that the winning bush cutter could get a cash prize, and the winning bush itself could feature in the next series of Downton Abbey.
Okay.
Is this something Scott would be interested in?
Potentially. So you'd be looking for him to host it, is that right? So to present it with alongside Alan?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just out of interest. I mean, what is it you thought that would, you know, why did you think of Scott for this? I mean, I think he'd be great, you know. So, I mean, I don't know if he's, you know, particularly keen, you know, gardener.
No, but he is a housewife's favourite.
That's true. Sure.
Wasn't he once voted housewife's favourite of the year? So.
Quite possibly. I don't know. I mean, I can talk to him about it. To be honest, I'm not entirely sure it's quite right for him. But, you know, I'll have a chat with him, see what his thoughts are on it.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll put that in an email for you.
Okay.
And you can just, shall we take it from there? You can give me a yes or no based on that.
Yeah, that'd be good. Let me go and chat to Scott about it, and I'll call you back at some point.
Okay, brilliant. Let's hope Britain's best bush happens.
Yeah, let's hope so.
All right, cheers, Em.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Well, that sounds quite hopeful, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's not a no.
Before long, I'm going to be on TV hosting Britain's Best Bush with Alan Titchmarsh.
I think that's a great format.
I'd like to point out where the housewife's favourite thing came from, by the way. It was my friend who does the announcement sometimes on BBC One, and as a joke, because he knew that I would be a little bit annoyed by it, he was announcing when I was doing the lottery, and he went, "Coming next on BBC One, housewife's favourite, Scott Mills." And that's where it came from.
Right, okay.
So I'm not actually a favourite with... I am with some.
So, I mean, there was quite a bit of interest there for Britain's Best Bush.
Yeah.
If people...
Did you leave him alone there, or...?
No, I didn't, no. I came back straight away with another idea.
Okay. Oh, God. I think you almost got me signed up to the Bush one, so let's hear this.
Hello.
Hello, it's Lloyd from Schaffernacker Productions again.
Hi, Lloyd. How are you?
Any news from Scott about Britain's Best Bush yet?
I haven't had a chance to run it past him just yet. I do want to talk to him about it. I'm sure it's something he'd be interested in looking at anyway.
As Scott seems quite keen to get involved in one of these ideas, I'd just like to run another one past you.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, do you want the title?
Yes, that'd be good. Yeah.
Again, it's another talent search. The World's Whitest Teeth.
Okay.
There is quite literally a gap in the market with this one. We'd like to pitch Scott as the first ever celebrity dentist.
Okay.
Do you like this so far?
I mean, my first thought is that he, you know, I'm not sure he's qualified.
Oh. No, I'll tell you more. In this initial three-part series, filmed in a similar way to David Attenborough's Planet Earth, Scott will travel the world examining the teeth of both animals and humans alike.
Okay.
As a self-confessed expert and fan of teeth whitening, Scott Mills will bring his knowledge to change the world to a whiter teeth. From hidden Inca tribes to the Eskimos of Alaska. Can a smile really change the world? Scott Mills thinks so, as he makes the mouths of the world a whiter place.
I can see where you're coming from. I'm not... So the idea is you want to go and look at the whitest teeth around the world?
I think it just needs to be Scott exploring the world's teeth.
I'll see what Scott thinks. I think he might be more interested in Britain's bushes, but we'll see. I'll talk to him about both.
Okay, brilliant. Well, if you let me know, I'll put that in an email as well.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.
I'm not being funny, but how professional is he?
He is good.
He is good. Yeah, he doesn't seem as keen as the dentistry one.
No, and even as I was saying it, I was thinking to myself, no, I'm still kind of keen on Britain's best bush.
Did you leave it there, or...?
Do you know what? I did one more, and I've got to say, I think it's my best one.
Okay.
And I will show you that one in a little bit.
Okay, good. Thanks for this. Thanks for looking after my career. Appreciate it. Go on, then, one more.
It was my final go.
Some people are loving these ideas.
I think this one is an actual goer, though.
Okay.
This was the best TV idea I've thought of in a long while for you.
So you call up my agent and see if I'm interested. He talks on my behalf about whether I'd be interested in doing these various shows. Okay. So this is the best one you're saying, yes?
I think so, yes.
Okay, once again, have you bleeped out the name of the company so they don't get any unwanted attention?
Very subtly.
With Maria Sharapova.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Hello.
Hello, it's Lloyd again from Schaffernacker.
Oh, hi, Lloyd.
One more TV idea for Scott. Just thought of it.
Okay.
Keen to hear it?
Yeah, sure. Go on, go ahead.
Celebrity pork pulling.
Okay.
We've already provisionally pitched this to Strictly's Anton de Beck, Feltz and Tulisa. And I'm waiting to hear back.
Okay.
Good news is Tinchy Strider is a yes for this.
Great, but doing what?
Scott and seven other celebrities are led by TV's favourite chef, engineer and farmer, triple threat himself Dick Strawbridge, into the world of pork. They will live together on a farm and each week will compete at different farmers' markets, with the person selling the least pork voted off each week.
Okay.
Who can sell the most pulled pork sandwiches? Will it be pork or walk? Pork this way and find out.
Okay, so it's got to be a contestant in this one, then.
He would, yeah, with seven other celebrities.
Okay, a bit like the Bushes one, I'm not entirely sure what the connection to Scott is with this one. I mean, you know, I'm not ruling it out, but, you know, I mean, is there any particular reason you thought of Scott for this one?
Well, I was told Scott likes pork.
I couldn't possibly comment, I have no idea. It doesn't particularly seem to be something that he's, you know, naturally, you know, inclined to, but I will talk to him about it.
I would have thought that having Tinchy Strider on board would have swayed this one.
So, and who are the other confirmed guests?
Not confirmed yet, but we're asking for, and I think we're going to get them. Strictly's Anton de Beck,
okay.
Vanessa Feltz and Tulisa.
Okay. Well, again, I will have to talk to Scott about it and see what he thinks. I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, he's never particularly expressed an interest in programmes about pork.
I've got to be honest, that's not what I've heard.
What exactly have you heard?
I can't say. Anyway, do you want to put that in an email to him?
Well, could you put it in an email to me and I'll pass it on to him.
I'll put it in an email to you. So, celebrity pork pulling, do I put a question mark by that at the moment?
Yeah, just, you know, I can't really confirm anything without talking to Scott about it, but, you know,
So you'll approach him with pork?
I will approach him with the pork idea, certainly.
You are laughing a lot. It doesn't sound like you're taking this seriously.
No, what? You know, they're interesting ideas, something quite funny, you know, but that just doesn't, you know, not a bad thing, is it?
He has done worse TV shows, though, you'd agree.
I'm not sure I'd agree with that, no.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time.
No, not at all. Thanks very much, Lloyd. I will come back to you shortly as soon as I've had a chance to chat with Scott.
I'd appreciate that.
Okay, thanks very much, Lloyd.
All right, then, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
In all seriousness, this is not a bad idea.
People are liking it.
Pulled pork sandwiches, bingo. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm getting some really good innuendo bingo sent in. Five Live Sports Extra on the Test Match Special have been particularly good. very, very strong this morning.
Well, yeah, because obviously we got loads from Wimbledon.
A lot from Wimbledon.
But now the Ashes have started, so it's just going to be a gold mine of innuendo.
Already has been, apparently.
Amazing.
Then today on Gino and Mel.
that's a great show, isn't it?
A few people have been on about that one. So it should be good tomorrow. If you've got any clips for Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon, it's on again. So email them in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. All I need is kind of what you saw, what you heard, where you saw it, what channel, what programme, and a rough time, and also what they said, obviously, to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Remember, if we use your bingo clip, then you get 250 Scott Mills points. They all add up. I mean, 250 might not seem much, but actually it's for doing, just sending me one email.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Dev was brilliant, I thought, yesterday.
Yeah, an exceptional contestant, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, laughed a lot. He had everything, didn't he?
I think he's a bit tired. He does get up super early in the morning. But I think that kind of helped.
I was worried about, because he sort of was choking at one point.
Mm. It's like it's like he's never swallowed water before.
Yeah. It was like, yes, it was like his first time swallowing water.
First time he'd ever had a drink.
Mm.
Tomorrow we have a man called Thomas Schaffernacker playing Innuendo Bingo.
Can't wait.
Who is a weatherman. Google him. Have a look. Good luck with that. Thomas. T-O-M-A-S-Z-Q-J. Schaffernacker.
Put it in YouTube.
Yeah.
See what comes up.
Yeah. He's going to be on tomorrow at 1:45. Looking forward to that. Okay, now, a while ago, we made a list of ideal people, like a wish list of people that we wanted on Innuendo Bingo. So the list was Vanessa Feltz, Dale Winton, Dick Strawbridge, and also Thomas Schaffernacker, all legends in their own right.
Mm.
So we've got a bit of an update for you. Feltz, who was on with Grimmy this morning, Feltz is a yes. She's going to come in and do it.
Excellent.
Vanessa Feltz, soon on Bingo. Dale Winton has got back to us. He says he's a bit busy, but as soon as he finds time in his diary, he would love to play Bingo.
Looking for time.
He's looking for time, but eventually he will be on. Can you imagine Dale Winton on Bingo? So good.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
That has to happen, I'm afraid. The only person we haven't heard back from yet is Dick Strawbridge. One of our people on the list, Thomas Schaffernacker. What a legend. Weatherman on the BBC is playing along tomorrow.
If there is something you haven't tried, drop us an email, pm@bbc.co.uk. Now, Thomas Schaffernacker is here to talk about the weather. Is there anything you haven't put in your mouth in your life?
The Scott Mills Daily.
We were just watching the video of Greg James from yesterday doing his sofa surfing. The moment when it was revealed who he'd be staying with last night, and it was Chris from Aberdeen, who plays rugby. There's a video of this on the Radio 1 YouTube now. So they blindfolded Greg, and then the next thing he knows, there's a load of rugby lads waiting to surround him. And they were surrounding him. And then they barged into him.
Well, they do a bit of training, so he's got to pick up the pads, and then he's pounded...
by these people.
One at a time by these people.
So, I mean... What a way to
it looks terrible and
to
it
be introduced
like,
so to your new housemate.
So these guys are just running at him and then he's falling backwards off these pads.
Yeah.
And he's got this massive bruise apparently.
Not being funny, it's not the worst way to get a bruise.
But he looks like he's in a lot of pain.
Yeah, but I mean, watch the video.
Mm.
Have a look on the Radio 1 YouTube now. I don't feel sorry for him. So he stayed with Chris in Aberdeen last night. We'll speak to Greg at 2:45 and see how our present went down that we gave to him, to give to Chris. Did he say that it was from us? I think he said here's a present from me. I hope he did anyway, because it was a sexy CD.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
3:10, Sarah Cox is on with Real or No Real. I like it when Sarah just comes on and wangs on about the subject.
It's just madness, isn't
it? Yeah, it is madness. And 3:30, Jameela Jamil is here with the official chart update with me. Anyone seen her yet?
No.
Kind of need her for the show. That's on at 3:30. How long is it you're supposed to be here before your show, before people start to worry? I heard it was like an hour and a half. I think that's the official one.
Right.
I think it's, yeah. I mean, I'm always here at least an hour and a half before this show.
Well, 3 hours before.
But yes, often I'm here before Grimmy starts,
just
preparing and that. Mm. I actually haven't seen Jamila, though. We kind of need her for the official chart, because she keeps the chart.
Like,
she's got it with her. So I might ring her a minute, actually, just to check she's all fine. She should be here at 3:30 on the official chart update.
I like this. I like that you should, that you feel the need to have to call up on her.
I'm just doing my
bit. It's like you're the concerned dad of Radio 1.
That's right, that's me. Now, have you got your chart?
Have you got your chart with you?
Where did you last have it? Jamila Jamil?
What's going on? What's
you're right?
happening?
Where are you?
Yeah. I'm at home. I'm making a packed lunch for my day ahead. I do that. I've got a special lunch box. It's got the Beatles written on it.
Oh, cute.
Do you have a mini cheese in there?
Have I got what?
A mini cheese?
I've got a mini cheese. I've got some crisps, which are a staple. I have a small apple juice, organic, don't worry about it, and a little sandwich, just a little cheese sandwich. I'm keeping it quite simple today. It's a bland Wednesday.
Are you 10?
Yes.
Have you got a yogurt in a tube?
I have. I've got one of the little ones of a generic brand little yogurt.
You're going back to your childhood right now.
I don't think I ever left, Scott.
Right, could you, like, be here soon because the chart update's on at 3:30?
I've got ages. I mean, what time is it?
Right, it's just 2:30.
Oh, OK.
Do you know where the chart is?
No, I'm just looking out. I thought it was in the kitchen with me. I thought I had it by the toaster. Hang on a minute.
Right, so where are you now?
OK, I've just gotten into my bedroom.
Where is it?
Ah, it's here, it's
yes.
here, it's here. Under a hat. It's under a hat. Everything is fine. Everything is good.
Right,
I'm
OK.
I'm going to get fired there.
Right, OK, I'll see you very soon if you could make your way in.
Okay, fine. I'll mosey on down. I've got to make my sandwich and then I'll come. Do you want me to bring you anything?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Yes, please.
Oh, actually, yeah, what
Hang
do you
on.
Want?
Don't turn down free food. I'll have a... Bring a mini cheese.
Kind all of right, I'll bring in. You a mini cheese. I'll
got
see you in
on
a
the
bit.
Brain now.
Right, don't forget the chart.
I won't, I promise. I'm sorry.
Put it with your keys or something, okay?
I'll speak to you soon.
All right, see you in a bit.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's Tea in the Park this weekend and Greg is sofa surfing his way around Scotland before ending up there. Chris in Aberdeen was the Radio 1 listener that Greg slept with last night. Now, normally, they blindfold Greg and take him to a house, and that's where he's going to stay the night, at one of our listeners' houses. But yesterday, they blindfolded him and took him to a rugby pitch, because Chris, our listener, plays a lot of rugby. So there's Greg. You can see this video on the Radio 1 YouTube, surrounded by hot, sweaty, muddy men. In short, who then forced him to play rugby. But Greg was kind of the target. Greg was a cricket and tennis boy, really, as a child. He wasn't into contact sports.
No,
but those boys certainly changed that.
He wasn't... I mean, he wasn't made for rugby, it's fair to say.
No.
I understand he's suffering today.
Well, they were tackling him. Greg was being tackled. And his bruise is huge. It's all across his body. And one on his face as well. Here was Greg's reaction after the rugby training.
I hate everyone involved in my show, my life. I quit. I've got grass burns and not in the good way.
It got worse. The bruise is awful. And then he had to present our listener, Chris, with a gift. It's a token of thanks for letting him stay in the house and maybe something for him to remember Greg by when he's left. Now, I'm particularly proud of you for this one because this is a... This is a present that obviously we give to Greg, wrapped up. Greg doesn't know what's inside it. And the listener does think it's from Greg when actually it's from us.
I mean, so, yesterday he gave a picture of... we set it up so that when he unwrapped it, it was a picture of him naked in the Zambezi.
Yeah, with his massive bottom in a river in Africa.
Which he then had to present... to the person that he was staying with.
Yeah, and now they've got it in their front room.
But you're proud of me for this one. This one was my idea.
Yeah, so it was a CD. What was it?
Greg's Sexy Music Selection.
Do you like the music I've chosen for this? I got it off cassette.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, I spent a good couple of hours choosing songs that should go on this.
So then the awkward moment where they had to present it to the listener. Greg was like, this is from me. Thanks for letting me stay in your house. And the tracks on it included, well, this one, for instance, by Usher.
Going nowhere fast, we've reached the climax.
Oh,
together, gross. Now we're undone.
Bit awkward. Someone you've never met before. Well, let's put the CD on.
Yeah.
And then this one. Another level, of course. Are they getting money for this when we play it? I hope so. There you are, Dame Bowers, 5p.
The CD, someone's just texted. That's good.
You can't have a sexy CD without Robin Thicke. I got the sweetest love. There ain't nothing sweeter. Oh. I got the sweetest love. Massively awkward.
Makes you feel ill. There ain't sweeter.
Never. Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people don't know that this is actually Robin Thicke. Like,
he's had a lot more songs before Blurred Lines, in case you weren't aware. This classic has to be on there. Yeah. Glass of wine. And another classic track. Yes. All on one CD. Out now.
It was a beautiful moment when Greg presented him with this with this CD. Yeah. I've seen a picture of, of Greg's reaction.
Greg's in a onesie handing it to him, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just head in hand, sort of, oh, no.
Yeah, so that was all good. Chris and Aberdeen, thank you for letting Greg stay in your place last night. We'll talk to Greg in a minute, see where he's at today. Greg James.
Maz.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, friend.
You all right?
How are you? What's the point?
I'm okay. I'll be honest with you. I'm struggling a little bit, but I'm all right. I'm okay.
Is that because the rugby training that you were doing with our listener Chris, he stayed with last night, or is that because of the copious drinking you did afterwards?
Well, it's kind of both, but it's, I mean, the rugby thing is the thing that's mainly hurting me. I mean, like physically.
That bruise looks, ow, ow.
I said to Grimmy today that I would, in their situation, with me sort of turning up, you know, whatever, just I would have done exactly the same. I would have gone for me if I was in that rugby team. Yeah. I mean, is this weed from Radio 1? I would have gone for it.
It's it's too much of an opportunity to miss, really, isn't it?
It's like, oh my God, I dumb tackled Greg James. Oh my God, I made him bleed. They didn't make me bleed. Yeah. But I've done the same thing. But so I understand why. But on the receiving end of it, oh my God.
So did you go out with the rugby lads for a couple of beers last night then?
Rugby lads in Aberdeen. Yeah, Chris was the guy who wanted me to stay at his house. And he's such a good guy. He was really excited about the whole thing. He listens to Radio 1 all day, every day. He works in gas and oil, like a lot of people in Aberdeen do.
Yeah, he actually just tweeted saying that we were talking about the CD that you gave him, and he's very excited about hearing it.
Oh, okay.
So, how was that when you had to hand over the CD? We're quite proud of it.
Well, by that point, because we handed it over, we handed it over just as we were going out last night after doing the rugby. So by that point, a lot of barriers have been broken down. Oh. But it was still very unexpected. Yeah. And did you say Chris compiled this CD?
He did. Mm. Let me just hear the moment where you hand it over.
Chris, our time in your house is almost up.
Sadly, yes.
We had a great night last night.
We did.
You also forced me to play rugby, which was a low point. But we got over it and we had a really fun night in Aberdeen. But there's one thing I forgot.
Really?
I've got to give you this wonderful present.
Oh, wow.
And I can't believe it slipped my mind
to
give it to you.
And it's been wrapped so nicely.
Yes, it's been wrapped by a three-year-old. So,
thank you so much.
That is from me to you to say thank you so much for letting me stay in your house. I hope you have wonderful hours of fun with it. Yeah. I've no idea what it is. I'm really worried.
Oh, nice.
What is... Okay.
Oh, that's nice. Greg James, sexy music section right there. Yes. Awesome.
Awkward.
What songs?
Featuring Robin Thicke, The Sweetest Love. Mm.
Another Level, Freak Me.
Usher, Climax. Yeah, that's a good one.
R. Kelly, Bump and Grind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, love a good bit of Bump and Grind.
Okay. Yeah. Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On.
Oh, yeah. That's all 10-minute takeover songs right here.
Look, who's made this? Look at the front cover. I have no words. Enjoy that.
Yeah. We will.
Yep, the CD's actually in there. Yep. Good. There you
He's
go.
Awesome.
That is... He's... You can have that.
Yep. Put that on there.
Forever.
Yep, definitely.
Oh. Wow. I think he quite liked it.
I think so, but he's... As you can tell, Chris is a lovely chap, but he's a very manly man.
Yes.
And he wasn't sure how to react to
no. Well,
that.
Well, there we are. That's mission accomplished, and that's exactly what we wanted from that.
Yes, and whenever he plays that CD, he can think of you.
Yeah.
My
every
man's
time,
telling me no.
Every time he puts on this CD. I'll make love to you like you want me to. Yeah. And I'll hold
you tight. I miss you, Greg.
Or...
you up.
There we are. So I liked it that you handed over the present and you said it was from you. That's good. We've got another gift for you to give to whoever you end up staying with tonight. You're in Edinburgh, right?
That's right. It's the beautiful city of Edinburgh.
So we've got something else that you can, they can unwrap from you to say thanks for letting me stay. So I hope you enjoy
good.
That.
I think
it should be with you now. So all you know is that you're going to stay with someone in Edinburgh tonight as you make your way to tea in the park. You'll be blindfolded again and it'll happen on Zane's show later. Am I right?
Yeah, last night was the worst, probably the best thing ever, like the worst surprise ever. Yeah. Of anything. They pushed me into the circle full of rugby players. And I don't know if you've seen the video, but you can watch it online.
Yeah, no, the video's good.
I'm in this sort of a circle pit. And I turn the blindfold off, and they all go, relax! And I'm just terrified in the middle of all these people, and they just start beating me up.
Are you starting to get nervous about where you'll end up tonight after the rugby tackling yesterday?
I am a little bit, but I'm kind of... I feel like it can't get much more painful. So as long as that's not the case, we'll be all right.
Oh.
But I've no idea what's happening.
I do.
I'd like to... Do you know already?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah.
What? Can you give me a clue?
No.
Oh, it's going to be good. Okay, cool. Well, listen, we'll speak to you obviously at 4 o'clock when Greg James is on Radio 1. He'll give you all the updates about what happened last night. And he's doing more sofa surfing in Edinburgh tonight, so it might be your house he's staying in. You never know. All right, I'll speak to you in a bit.
Is it a bad one again?
I can't say.
Oh, God.
Speak to you in a bit.
Right, do we need a gum shield?
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Wednesday at this time means it's Sarah Cox on Real or No Real.
Hello. I'm quite ladylike today because I'm wearing a spotty dress.
It's very nice. You look beautiful.
Thanks. I'm channeling Holly Willoughby, but like with flatter hair.
I heard Grimmy say earlier, you are turning into Taylor Swift.
What, with the hair?
With the outfits, with the hair, I like it.
Well, I was going to try and get a job as a body double, as a decoy, in case there was any assassination worries. And then I thought that'd be a really depressing job to do, wouldn't it? I'd be like, bye, kids, see you later, maybe.
And you know what you're like.
Mummy's going to work, yeah.
You, in your head, it's everything is worst case scenario. That's my nickname for Sarah Cox.
On holiday, we rented, on our honeymoon, we rented a little smart car thing. And I was going, mind, we're right near the edge now. There's a sheer drop, Ben. And I said to him, Scott, I'd love this. He'd love to be a fly on the inside of this little smart car now.
When we had our holiday to Azerbaijan, Eurovision.
Yeah. I mean, we were working hard.
Yeah. In the spa.
It's nice, that spa one.
It was incredible to me how many times you pointed out the emergency exits for everywhere. She knew where the hammer was on the coach, just in case we had to break glass for emergency.
Well, we kept driving down towards this sea wall, and I thought all it takes is sort of a slip here, a moccasin on a break, and we're through that sea wall.
Worst case scenario, Cox.
Yeah, and I always want to be the hero where I'd like swim to shore with Scott under my arm.
She works out what her heroic action would be.
As a crowd gathers. I got him here like this.
Let's play Real or No Real. Are these real or not?
Professor Green and Miles Kane decided to collaborate on the single Are You Getting Enough when they were introduced by Simon Rimmer on Channel 4's Sunday Brunch.
Oh, this is the new song, Professor Green and Miles Kane. Can you feel it heating up? Can you feel the time? But were they introduced by Simon Rimmer off of Cooking? He's a very nice man.
I've got a feeling this is going to be true because I remember seeing Professor Green on that show.
Did he go on that brunch show?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he made some kind of croquette.
Did it shop? Did it?
And they've got to meet somewhere, haven't they? So it sort of makes sense that they would meet on over a cocktail. They probably had a cocktail. You tell me how it is. You go there, you make cocktails.
Have you been on that then?
Several times. And you, they make you drink cocktails. They make you drink cocktails at like 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday.
Mm.
So by the time you come out, you're like, yes, let's go out.
So lovely. So they bond over a couple of cocktails, go, right, we're going to make a song, and then that's it.
Mm.
So I'm going to say real on this one. How about you?
Well,
I met Dawn Porter through Simon Rimmer.
Did you really? This Rimmer helps everybody,
on
doesn't he? It's kind of like the connection guy.
Yeah. Mm.
I should maybe go on it and I could hook up with, like, you know, Beyonce or someone. Has she been on doing a frittata?
I don't think she's been on brunch, no. It's not called that anymore, is it?
Hmm?
Is it called something for the weekend or something?
Oh, they swapped from Channel 4 to something else.
It's the one with Tim Lovejoy and Simon Rimmer.
Yeah.
I should say Dawn O. Porter.
Dawn O. Porter. She's married, Chris. Nice.
Uh-huh. Real or no real? Professor Green and Miles Kane.
Surely they would have met
Rimmer
backstage at Glastonbury or something, rather than meeting on a brunch show, wouldn't they? On a cookery show.
I don't know. I'm saying real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Well, I think it is actually called Sunday Brunch now. I'm getting very confused.
It's confused. It's the same show, but it changed channels,
that's
didn't
right
it?
Next.
Barack Obama's hobby is home brewing. The president has written about it in a blog called Ale to the Chief.
What a name. Ale to the Chief.
He loves that potent homebrew.
Wow. And will he give it all those names that you get with, like, sort of homebrew and local brew and specialist beers? Like, one will be called, like, Michelle's Bottom or something. Do you know what I mean? Can I have a pint of Michelle's Bottom or something like that? Or something like a DC draft.
Yeah.
Mm.
I can imagine him doing his own homebrew.
White House is massive. I mean, we used to do it in our council house. My stepdad used to do a bit of homebrew. I think it was like the downstairs loo. You couldn't use it because it was just...
He was busy fermenting in there.
Yeah, there was pipes, a lot of curly, transparent pipes.
Fantastic.
And plastic barrels and stuff. It was all the rage then, but it could take over your house. So, yeah, I mean, we managed it in our little place, so I imagine that Barack could do it at the White House because there's loads of spare rooms there, aren't there? They've probably got, like, a billiard room or something that they don't use so much.
He'd be able to find a room, wouldn't he, with all the transparent tubes? And he'd just go down there now and again just to check. See you in a minute, Michelle.
If he's off on tour around the Middle East or somewhere, he'll just text Michelle, go and check her. Michelle's bottom, see if it's got a head on it.
So Barack Obama loves the homebrew, real or no real?
I'm going to say real on this one.
I think I would have heard of this, surely. I'm going to say real.
Are you sure?
No.
That one is real.
Hey! Yes!
He makes his own White House real ale to a secret recipe.
Wowzers.
Thousands of members of the public signed a petition demanding to know what it was, so he wrote a blog. He's like the colonel with his secret recipe.
Cool.
That's good. And when he stops sort of presidenting, he can just have his own beer and that.
Full time.
So, yeah, be nice.
Next.
Sue Barker hibernates for the winter, spending the months of December, January and February each year holidaying at her winter residence in Norway.
Oh, right. I thought you meant like she goes in a box of straw like a tortoise and she goes under the stairs. let's think. So...
Not that we're suggesting that that should happen.
Yeah, no. She is the queen of summer. You think summer, you think Sue Barker. She's always on over summer.
Yeah.
Get to winter, not so much.
Do you think she just lets all her hair grow?
Yeah.
And she just sort of just sleeps a lot.
Yeah, I think she probably sleeps probably like 23 hours a day.
Wakes up, quit pot noodling a wee.
Doesn't shave.
And then she's back off in a box of straw in Norway.
Box of straw.
That's what you used to do, didn't we? On Blue Peter, where they put the tortoise in a box of straw and put
tortoise
it under the stairs. And I was like, I wish I could have a tortoise under the stairs. There's too much brewing kit in there for my stepdad's own brew. Wasn't it an easy childhood?
Sue Barker hibernates for the winter, real or no real?
No real. I bet she's a joy at Christmas. You can imagine her doing something in Lapland. You know what I mean? She's got that kind of joyous face.
Handing out presents to people less fortunate than herself.
Exactly.
I think there's something slightly Nordic about her. I'm saying real.
Ooh.
That one is no real.
Oh, so wanted it to be.
Slightly Nordic.
What about this?
Radio 1's Lord of the Dance, DJ Danny Howard, is so short, he performed his whole DJ set at a club in Northern Ireland on Friday night, standing on an upturned plastic crate.
Lord of the Dance.
He is short.
He does wear a Cuban heel when I see him at the DJ dinners.
Yeah, he loves a Cuban heel.
He is quite short. I'm not the tallest person.
Is he smaller than you?
Possibly, or maybe about the same height.
Who's the smallest person here? Who's the smallest DJ? Is it Danny? Oh, that monkey. She's tiny, isn't she? She's pocket size off of In New DJs We Trust.
She is. She's tiny, teeny tiny.
Tiny little thing.
But Danny so Howard, he's relatively short and tanned to the max.
He is.
It's not easy stood on a crate or not in a Cuban heel. He could have ended up with one of you know what I mean? A proper wedge in.
Yeah.
So an upturned crate. That's embarrassing, isn't it? He should be able to at least demand some sort of, I don't know, antique wooden block.
Once when I did the National Lottery with a tall Olympian, I had to stand on an orange box.
Did you?
Yeah, a little bit of inside information there, just so I looked a little bit taller because he dwarfed me.
What, on that podium, behind the podium, did they hide a box?
Where we pressed the button. Yeah, they hid a box. It's, I want to say Steve someone.
Redgrave.
Yes, him. He's
Sir
hot. He's
Steve.
That's him.
Sir Steve Redgrave.
He's very tall.
From Rowan, isn't he?
Well, tall. So, but I made him look slightly less tall, and he made me look slightly less short with the aid of an orange box.
Mm.
Wow.
Danny Howard DJing on a plastic crate in Northern Ireland. Real or no real?
He is quite petite, and it's the sort of thing that they just have to hand at a club, wouldn't it? So, okay, I'm going to say real on this one.
Yeah, well, people need to be able to see him, of course.
Because what does he do to the crowd? Does he gesticulate and, like, punch the air and stuff?
He mixes it up, and then he...
Does he let off some, like, confetti and, like, confetti
party poppers? And he whoops the crowd into a frenzy.
He's got a touch of the Oompa Loompas about him, hasn't he? Sort of short and tan.
No offence.
Well, until he came along, these new whippersnappers coming in.
With the white teeth.
I think you'll find I was the king of tan. And now look.
Look at him.
Positively pale in comparison. Real or no real?
Okay.
Real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yes. And at the end of that...
Unbelievable.
Wow, full house.
Sarah won it all. I mean, she scored 40. Didn't get one wrong.
Maximus Coxius.
See you next week. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow on this show, our favourite weather presenter on the BBC plays Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. The poor put upon Thomas Schaffernacker.
Let's get a weather update now. Thomas Schaffernacker is here. You've got a frozen ball there.
Just the one. it's been very cold this morning. How low did the temperatures go last night? Probably down to, minus 6 degrees Celsius.
He's a ledge.
Can't wait.
He's on tomorrow.
If there is something you haven't tried, drop us an email, pm@bbc.co.uk. Now, Thomas Schaffernacker is here to talk about the weather. Is there anything you haven't put in your mouth in your life?
Thomas Schaffernacker off BBC Weather plays Innuendo Bingo 1:45 tomorrow. You're so excited for Schaffernacker tomorrow, aren't you?
Oh, it's going to be good. I predict wet forecast.
Damp in the south. That's what I'm saying.
Very damp in the south.
Now, are we going to do something, like, can we make him do something with his hands?
Yeah.
Because I'm slightly concerned. I don't know if anyone's seen that weather report that he did that time with the hands movement.
I understand.
I feel that if you don't know what I'm talking about, put it on YouTube. We may have to just tape his hands up.
Can we do that? Can we tape?
Why not?
Tape up his hands?
Should I bring in the gaffer tomorrow?
Yes. I suppose probably for health and safety reasons we should.
That's fine.
We should do
just
that.
Just a little bit of tape on his hand. It's not going to hurt. Hey, Jamila Jamil.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice of you to make it here.
Well, thank you. I tried. I brought everything with me. I did bring you cheese, but then I ate it on the way.
Oh.
Sorry, soz. Ever so soz.
Now, have you got the chart?
Yes.
Okay, because I know you... I mean, you are a bit scatty sometimes.
I'm careless. But you know what? Don't judge me based on the fact that I wore a chicken suit for a couple of months.
But you've brought it in with you.
Yes.
Tomorrow at 1:45, the legend that is BBC weatherman Thomas Schaffernacker plays Innuendo Bingo. I cannot wait. Join us from 1 o'clock tomorrow on Radio 1. Scott.